Welcome to Diddy and Hawthorne in the In-Between, or DH&I. I'm your host, Mackenzie Gentz, and you're listening to our podcast about the relevance of literature in the 21st century. Now bookmark that book, and let's begin.
Why are reading goals important? Well, in short, the more you read, the better you read. The better you read, the better you write. And the better you write, in most cases, in my experience at least, the better you communicate. And what is day-to-day life without communication? Pithy answers aside, we're going to take time this week for our very first episode of the year to create some reading goals together and talk about some ways in which my life has changed over the past 3 years of reading more. If you're new here or if you haven't heard my story, in a nutshell, I grew up as a kid who loved to read, and then, like most preteens, teens, and young adults, I just stopped reading and pretty much didn't read a single book, really not even for English, by the way, I'm sorry to say that, until January of 2017, midway through my junior year of high school, when I decided cold to read a book a week. Since then, I've read 165 books of every genre and length and type and author you can imagine, and it's totally changed my life. When I was still in high school, the most immediate and effective change was that reading that amount was an immediate gateway into writing. My vocabulary improved, and I also developed a sense of what styles I liked and didn't like in regards to my own writing habits. I picked up rules for writing the English language that I never could have learned but on my own, and that helped me immensely in the college application process, as well as later when I started out writing my now 40-page senior thesis during my freshman year of college. And now let's turn to consider the question I would have in my own head at this point after hearing all of this. How? Look, there's no ultimate secret to the kinds of time management and organizational skills that it takes to tackle this magnitude of a project. In my opinion, a lot of it is knowing yourself at the outset and forgiving yourself along the way. But I would say that the time has to come from somewhere, and the trick for me was to stop spending time on the things that didn't matter while spending more time on the things that did. For me, that meant spending exponentially less time on the internet, on my phone, and spending exponentially more time reading classics. I'm not much of a habit guru, and I've always been one to pick up habits quickly, call it an addictive personality if you absolutely must, but if you're in need of some guidance, please check out Matt Diavella on YouTube. This is not a sponsorship, but he makes really great content and can help you out if you're the type of person that has trouble building new habits. In terms of your reading goals, however, I have three guidelines to ponder over as you're setting up your goals for 2020. Number one, am I happy with how I spend my time? If the answer is yes, then maybe you don't need to read more than you already do, and I'll be the first to tell you that that's perfectly all right, and that our podcast book reviews are still fun and interesting if you haven't read the books, by the way. Number two, am I contented with my thought patterns? This guideline is a bit harder to explain, but it's essentially based around the fact that our thoughts revolve around virtually the same material every day, in that 90% of our daily thoughts are the same every single day. I probably honestly think about this statistic every day or every other day besides, but for me, reading shakes up things so that I'm thinking about things other than just my everyday life, and that to me becomes dynamic and interesting over the course of a year. Number three. How much do I want to remember? Here's another tricky one, because of course it depends on the person. I know people that read 20 dense watershed novels like Anna Karenina size every year instead of doing the book per week challenge, because that's the kind of reading they benefit from most. I will tell you off the bat that though I could give you general information about books I read mid-year 2 years ago, plot summaries, authors, characters, and things of that sort, I probably couldn't write an effective episode of this podcast verbatim about one, because that's just too much information for my brain to remember and process properly. On the other hand, though, someone who reads 10 books a year and curates and controls the books they read much more closely than I do could probably remember more with more accuracy about any one book. From there, it's a lot about creating smaller, manageable portions of your goal that you can fit into your everyday lifestyle. To give an example, I read every day before bed. That's my preferred time of reading, and when I'm really busy, I'll still read before bed, even if it's 20 pages and I have to wait for the weekend or something like that to finish my newest book. The point is, for me, I read every day. Maybe that's too ambitious, though, for you and your lifestyle, and you just want to start reading 20 pages every Saturday or decide to take a day every month and dedicate it to self-care and some reading. Again, it's about finding a time, place, and manner that works for your needs and your lifestyle. And the last thing that I want to address quickly before we sign off here is that I know I'm extremely fortunate and extremely privileged to read as much as I do, and also have this huge audience to kind of broadcast my reading to and discuss literature with, and I've been really lucky to grow up in a situation that enables me to do all of that. I want to recognize my gratitude for having not only the financial resources but the temporal resources to put in that much time reading, because I realize that not everyone can do that. But in any case, thank you all very much for listening. Happy New Year, and we will see each other on Thursday for another Thursdays with DFW episode. If you enjoyed the discussion and would like to hear more from us, there is a show and a series for everyone, so I'd recommend checking out our website, relevanceofliterature.com, under the ongoing series tab for links to our entire back catalog of episodes. We also have a couple of open surveys that you can find through the links in the description, so if you have 3 minutes while you're waiting in line somewhere, we would very much appreciate your feedback on our show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, and we'll see you next time. Still there? One more thing then. Remember that leaving a comment or review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other Guilty Pleasure podcast platform helps leverage the show so that other literature enthusiasts can find the community. In other words, it helps a ton. Auf Wiederhören!